The Battles of 2008. By the beginning of 2008, it was clear to Jobs and his doctors that his cancer was spreading. When they had taken out his pancreatic tumors in 2004, he had the cancer genome partially sequenced. That helped his doctors determine which pathways were broken, and they were treating him with targeted therapies that they thought were most likely to work. He was also being treated for pain, usually with morphine-based analgesics. One day in February 2008, when Powell's close friend Catherine Smith was staying with them in Palo Alto, she and Jobs took a walk. "He told me that when he feels really bad, he just concentrates on the pain, goes into the pain, and that seems to dissipate it," she recalled. That wasn't exactly true, however. When Jobs was in pain, he was expressive in letting everyone around him know it. There was another health issue that became increasingly problematic, one that medical researchers didn't focus on as rigorously as they did cancer or pain. He was having eating problems and losing weight. Partly this was because he had lost much of his pancreas, which produces the enzymes needed to digest protein and other nutrients. It was also because the morphine reduced his appetite. And then there was the psychological component, which the doctors barely knew how to address. Since his early teens, he had indulged his weird obsession with extremely restrictive diets and fasts.